WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Married life, 10 years of dear, delightful strife, 10 active years spent with my wife, with Mamie, he has proved to me that she's not too proud to fight, and to keep my member fresh, we have rehearsals every night. If 'twas the rule to honor men for all the battles they have lost, I'd have trophies all the way from a loving cup to iron cross. Mamie's style is like all the champs. She packs the punch in both her hands. And sometimes with a single wallop, Mamie upsets all my plans. My soul, how slow the years do pass, and how I wish this was the last. That is the last I had to pass with Mamie. Our first bout was about law and law. The neighbor thought it was a draw. Next day, who had a broken jaw? Not Mamie, been a widow, but I had no prejudice against that. She was stout and buxom like some vulgar folks might call her fat. And then another little item I might mention, by the way. Mamie was an exploited laundress, and she laundress every day. As I worked hard for many years, and worked the thing I do the test, I thought this was a splendid chance to ease up like and take a rest. But now I simply watch and pray, marking time until the day my cares shall all be laid away with me.
Wait a minute, I want to have a little talk with you.
Oh, I got to go to work. I'm late, man, and you ain't going to talk about nothing nohow but that same old thing.
What same old thing?
Why, your old lady. Does you ever talk about anything else?
I thought you was a friend of mine, Henry.
I is, Oscar, but I got troubles, too. I ain't got no time to listen to you talk about that woman every day.
Oh, Henry, but she's done laid it upon me.
Laid what?
The straw, Henry. She's done laid upon me the straw that broke the camel's back. Henry, she's gone.
Gone?
Yes, sir, she has done went. She has retired, Henry, and before she went away, I tried and tried. Done everything a good man should.
Yeah.
Tried everything that one man could to prove his love and make her satisfied.
You was good to her, Oscar.
Mama knew where Papa's small bankroll was kept. That's quick. One night she took it all while Papa slept. Then silently, into the night she crept. Next morning, all poor Papa wept and wept. Now she writes me a letter.
Yeah.
Say she's changed for the better.
Uh-huh.
Here's the answer I'm going to send to her.
What you gonna write her?
I am done.
No.
Yes, I'm done.
Yeah?
Overdone.
Oh, good, son.
Had my fill?
No.
Cooked until?
What?
I'm well done.
What do you really mean, though?
I've been roasted to the limit.
Huh?
Couldn't stand another minute.
No.
Boiled and stewed?
What?
Barbecue? I'm done.
Yeah?
Henry, I'm done.
I hear you.
I found out.
Yeah?
There's no doubt.
What is that?
Clear to me.
What do you really mean you're gonna write?
There's just as good fish still left in the sea.
That is the truth if you mean.
Yes, sir. So I went out fishing.
Yeah.
And it's true.
What's that?
I caught a mermaid, sweet as you.
No.
And I'm done. Through fishing, I am done.
I heard that before, too.
Well, to prove it to you, take this pen and write the letter to your own self. Go ahead, Henry, write. I am done.
I'm writing.
I'm done.
Go ahead.
Overdone.
I got you.
Had had my fill.
Fill.
Cooked until.
Fill.
I'm well done. You got that?
Oh, yeah. I write fast.
I've been roasted. To the limit.
To the limit.
Couldn't stand another minute.
Continue.
Bake and boil.
Boil.
Pan and broil.
Broil.
I'm done. Mm-hmm. Oh, Henry, I'm done.
Be soon.
I'll admit.
Admit.
Since you quit.
How you spell it?
Clear to me.
Go ahead, I've got you.
There's plenty of good fish still left in the sea.
Oh, when she reads that, it'll kill her, kill.
So I cast my hook and made a wood.
Made a wood.
Done caught myself a lifetime fish.
Oh, boy.
And I'm done through fishing. I am done.
I heard you say that you was done.
Now fold it.
Fold it.
Put it in the envelope.
It's in.
Seal it.
Yeah.
Put the stamp on it.
Stamp is on.
Now go on out and grab it in the letterbox you own. So, Henry, I'm done.
Buddy, is you certain?
I said I'm done. D-U-double and done.
That's a new way to spell done.
That's a new way to spell done. And that was Alex Rogers actually singing a note or two. And Eddie Hunter not really singing as much. More of a recitation, kind of in the manner of Burt Williams. And, of course, Alex Rogers wrote with Burt Williams, so there's that connection. And C. Luckyeth Roberts, or Lucky Roberts, wrote a lot of things for a lot of people, but also wrote with Alex Rogers, as you heard earlier. So, yeah, he lived a long time. He was from around 1887 to 1968. Pioneer stride pianist, basically almost with James B. Johnson, created the style. And it was, and the odd thing is, it's just so, he was so, just didn't want to record anything. Big hands, he could reach a 14th, it says here. And quite an amazing musician, but didn't record until somewhat late in life, and that's made some recordings as an older man. But he did record later, but in his prime, he did not record very much. But there you heard him on "I'm Done" with those guys, and with Eddie Hunter alone on "Mamie" 1923. There's a little stride in there. Before that, nice accompaniment on "Hard Times" 1923. And speaking of Lucky Roberts, he went to Europe with the man you're going to hear next during World War I. He toured Europe, France and the UK, with James Reese Europe. Well, here's Europe's Society Orchestra with a Jerome Kern tune, another Jerome Kern tune, early one from 1914. And this song is called "You're Here and I'm Here." And the odd thing about this was, apparently Jerome Kern wrote this song on the spot. He was asked to contribute a number to the show because the show needed some pepping up. And one of the hit songs, "You're Here and I'm Here," Mr. Kern climbed into the orchestra pit and rattled off something on the piano. "That sounds all right," said Charles Frohman. And Frohman was the impresario. "The composer wrote out the melody on the back of a discarded orchestra part and handed it to me." This is Harry B. Smith talking. "Took it to the theater dressing room and wrote the lyric." So that was one of those legendary songs that was written in 5 minutes. But it became a hit, 1914, for Kern and for Smith. "You're Here and I'm Here." And that's what I have to say. Where else would I be on a Friday night? Here it is. Thank you. Irving Kaufman on there with Jerome Conrad and his orchestra on that diva. Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine from 1929. Yeah. Before that, Fletcher Henderson, The Gouge of Armor Avenue, and I think that referred to whoever played that record. I put up with Neil they played it with from 1924, and I think that was before Lewis joined the band, but that's a hot record. I'd like to find a better copy, but that's amazing though. Charlie Green there on that trombone. Oh my God. And starting with James Reese Europe, Europe Society Orchestra. You're Here and I'm Here. A nice reading of a very obscure, but at the time a big hit for Jerome Kern and Harry B. Smith. You're Here and I'm Here, 1914. That was from The Laughing Husband. And who's laughing now? And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to keep my my ribald guffaws in check for this program. This is Radiola, and we've got about 40 minutes to go, a little more maybe. Well, a lot of music, so I'm going to shut up and play more. And here's Al Jolson again with Gene Radomich, and this is how I feel, or I should feel. I'd love to feel this way, actually. This is how I'm going to be tomorrow, anyway.
I see a puppy on a summer's day, a puppy dog at play. My heart is filled with envy. That's why I'm in such a hurry to pass the time away. Like the pup, I'm all fed up, and so it's wrong to be. I long to be lazy. I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peep through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read when it's peaceful, while I'm killing time being lazy. Lazy, I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read when it's peaceful, while I'm killing time being lazy. Thank you.
that you were near. Smiles have turned to tears, days have turned to years. Yearning just for you, I hope you're yearning
That song had a familiar strain to it, a very strain, familiar strain. That was Paul Whiteman in 1923 with a song. And you heard the first few notes of that chorus. You heard him play them those later. But that wasn't "Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So." That was "If I Can't Get the Sweetie I Want, I Pity the Sweetie I Get." How's that? Now, that's actually being honest. It's nice to have an honest song once in a while. That was from 1923, as I said. Before that, Robert Wolf Kahn with Elliot Shaw on Yearning, Just for You, 1925. a late acoustic for Victor, I have to say. And Al Jolson with Gene Radomich, Lazy. Irving Berlin wrote that. And I don't think Irving was lazy. He was an overachiever. And if you want to be an overachiever, that's fine. But I just, you know, it gets tiresome after a while. You need to, you know, get some rest once in a while. And, boy, do I need to get some rest. I'm Andy Senior, your somewhat punch-drunk host of Radiola here every Friday evening at WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. We've got another acoustic set coming up, and then it's all electric, but a couple more acoustic things for you. Here's Marion Harris in 1920. Everybody But Me.
Wandering round this town, up and down, all around. They all look lonesome, but I've always found they never pick on me. I wear those nifty clothes, I show my fancy hose, but nobody seems to see. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. I had a sweetie, both my joy and pride. He kissed me once, laid down and died. Everybody's got somebody, even birds in the tree. I'm getting desperate and I take a chance. I'm grabbing anything that's dressed in pants. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. In moving pictures I have often seen some blonde queen on the screen. I tried the methods on a man I met, so his love I would get. I made those goo-goo lamps just like the movie band. I believe he's running yet. Everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. I had a sweetie, ooh, my joy and pride. He kissed me once, laid down and died. Everybody's got somebody, even birds in the tree. I'm getting desperate and I take a chance. I'm grabbing anything that's dressed in pants. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. Thank you.
Okay, I need to calm down now. That was James Reese, Europe Society Orchestra, and he traveled in Europe with Lucky Roberts, so it's still a lucky night for everyone involved. And that was 1914, Castle Walk, referring to Vernon and Irene Castle. By the way, on the issue of 78 that I have, it says, recorded under the personal supervision of Mr. and Mrs. Vernon Castle. So they were a pretty cool couple, you got to say. They took Mr. Europe under their wing, and basically he was amazing pioneer black man leader of that era, and not often played because he made a few records, but tonight you heard him, you sure did, and that violinist, boy, he was ready to take off. Before that, the Six Black Diamonds, which was in fact the pseudonym for Joseph Samuels and his group, Farewell Blues, 1923, off an old Regal, beginning with Marion Harris, Everybody But Me, 1920. Oh, boy. Hard luck. And, yes. But it's luck. I mean, even bad luck is luck of a sort. And this is radio, and I'm lucky to have you aboard tonight. Here's Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Lou Conrad on the vocal again. Can't We Be Friends? 1929.
But that is just about all.
The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in making love. He shrinks when you mention a bench in the park for two. It's hard to conceive that he doesn't believe in stealing a kiss like me and you and you. The gentleman obviously doesn't indulge in alcohol. Whenever he lunches, rum punches are all taboo. It seems he's not cursed with that heavenly thirst for bottled delight like me and you and you. He's never been known to gamble. He doesn't take weekend trips. In lover's lane he won't ramble, and a cigarette has never caressed his lips. He frowns on the latest dances, says jazz is his favorite bore. He doesn't seek life's romances, so I wonder what on earth he is living for. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in moonlight walks. Alone with a girl, he'd think, yes, that's what he'd do. He's just one of those gents who hasn't the sense to thrill to a kiss like me and you and you.
A good man now is hard to find. You always get the other kind. Just when you think that he's your pal, you look around and find him fooling round some other gal. And then you rave. It makes you crave to see him lying in his grave. Now if your man is nice, take my advice. Hug him every morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty of love, and Lordy, treat him right. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find.
Milton Brown and his Brownies from 1935. Before that, Kay Webber with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Actually, a Dorsey Brother Orchestra, because Tommy had already left by then. And in fact, he's playing on the other side of that recording, which was recorded some months earlier. But this is from September of 35. And Tommy had gone off on his own. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe. Ah, 1935. Well, I'm glad I'm not like that. I just don't believe in getting a good night's sleep anymore. Before that, Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Lou Conrad, Can We Be Friends, 1929. How many times have you heard that in your life? That's a good one. And in that context, too, it's, you know, it's daunting. And this shouldn't daunt, because this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr. Radiola, more music, less cereal and filler than any other music program on the air. And we've got three more for you. Here's Fred Astaire from Swing Time, Johnny Green's orchestra, Johnny Green at the piano. Pick yourself up.
Something. I'm as awkward as a camel. That's not the worst. My 2 feet haven't met yet, but I'll be teacher set yet, 'cause I'm going to learn to dance or burst. I'll get that thing yet. Nothing's impossible I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Can't lose my confidence if I slip, I'm grateful for a pleasant trip. I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. I'll work like a soul in fire, till the battle of the day is won. Though I am sick and tired, I will stick till the job is done. When I remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again, I take a deep breath, pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again.
How am I doing, fellas?
Wow!
That was the amazing Fats Waller and his rhythm, of course. Fats playing the Hammond organ. So much for those who would disparage his organ playing on Clarinet Marmalader. I'm going to have a marmalader, but I'm not going to have one right now because I'm in the studio. Marmalade, 1941, off an old Bluebird. By the way, these are all off 78s tonight. Every blessed one of them are, you know, what I did. With a little turntable. And before that, Fred Astaire with Johnny Green, All Around. Pick yourself up, and I really need to. 1937, Brunswick, yes, the original issue. And I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and I appreciate you listening tonight, very much so. And I've enjoyed this. it's an endurance test for me, is what it is. But was very much enjoyable. And by the way, the playlist for this and every other Radiola program is at radiolablog.blogspot.com. Or type Radiola into Google. You'll find that on the Internet, whether you love it or hate it. It has its uses, I have to say. And Radiola is on the Internet, and you'll hear this show later. And, and next week, by the way, tune in early, listen late. Tune in at 6, listen to Mark Fuller and Retro Country. And Mark is he good. I watch this guy every time I know him well. He's a wonderful guy, but what a radio professional. And I watch him and I see what he does. And his show, if you like older country music, and he played something from 1944, Tex Ritter tonight. So you'll like it. You'll like it, no doubt. And listen late, past me, even if you feel like it. Depending on who's on. But we're a nice big block here from 6 to 10. And I'm at 8 every night here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now, let's say goodnight. And here's my public service message to you. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Carmen Lombardo on the vocal in 1934. Stay as sweet as you are. Would you? Thank you.
was. Don't let a thing ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't ever lose all the charm you possess. Your loveliness, darling, the way you say yes. Stay as sweet as you are, discreet as you are, you're divine. Stay as grand as you are, and as you are, tell me that you're mine, dear. Young and gay, or old and gray, near to me or afar, night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.